Where's our intro music?
I have no idea.
You really? You don't remember where the intro music went?
Nope.
You really? Oh my gosh. Where's that button? Did you like lose it? Is it in your pocket right now?
My bad.
Oh my gosh. Dude, don't do that to me. Really, like, don't do that to me.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. It's back. We are back. The Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
We're back, guys. We're back. We're back with Hug.
With Hug.
Hug. Episode 11.
They call it Shake.
No, why would they call it Shake?
Because they shake their hands.
You think they would call it Hand or, like, Persuade. Why wouldn't they call it Persuade? That's such a good title. CW, hire us.
Hire us.
We have nothing else to do besides this podcast.
And school. But I'll drop out of school to work for CW.
I would drop out of school, like that. Just for our Warner Brothers, like, not just CW.
Yeah.
Any Warner Brothers.
They call us next week. I'd die, dude. Get the free flash suit for free.
Dude, I would lose it, man. Like, just imagine. Working with Warner Brothers.
It would be cool.
I wonder who owns Warner Brothers right now. Because the Warner Brothers are dead. He's just pointing at my phone.
You mean at my phone?
No, it's my phone now. Because I totally don't do the intro on my phone.
How can you do the intro in?
No, whatever.
Just whatever.
Okay, Google. Oh, okay, Google. Who owns Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers Entertainment's parent organizations are Time Warner and Warner Communications.
Okay, Google. That didn't help at all.
Okay, Google. Trash.
Okay. Okay, Google. Which people own Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers' parent organizations are Time Warner and Warner Communications.
Okay, key people, Kevin Tuschera.
Billionaire.
And CEO Edward A. Romano.
Billionaire.
No.
Guaranteed.
I guess so.
If you're in charge of the CW.
Well, I mean, Warner Brothers has so much more stuff than that.
I'm just saying, those guys probably...
They have,
the WB.
Wow. I wish it was still called the WB.
The WB is pretty sweet. When did they change that?
Let me get the phone out again. Gonna. Okay, Google. When did the CW change from WB to CW?
On January 24, 2006, CBS Corporation and Warner Brothers Entertainment announced plans to shut down both UPN and the WB and partner to launch a new broadcast television network that would include series from both soon-to-be predecessor networks, known as the CW.
2006.
Wasn't that long ago?
I thought it was, like, longer than that.
I remember 2012, bro. 2012 was late.
Why?
I don't remember. I remember having a good time on 2012.
I barely remember 2012.
Really?
Mostly because there wasn't that many memorable things.
Oh.
I remember 2010 a lot, though.
What?
Or 2011, what? When the tsunami in Japan happened.
That wasn't that big of a deal.
Yes, it was.
Not here in the U.S. That didn't have an effect on us.
It still was a worldwide thing.
Nah.
Wow.
Tsunami,
people dying. Nah.
Them Japs beat me in Mario Kart yesterday on a tournament. It's only because they made the game.
Wow.
Mod menus.
when you go against the developers of
Mario Kart.
Yeah, there was no way.
And then win. No,
I had first for so long, bro. And then the guy just joins out of nowhere.
I love how you're talking about Mario Kart during a Smallville podcast.
It's all right, though.
But like, I kill it at Mario.
I beat you both on.
We only
played 2 times.
Yeah. And I would have beat you on Rainbow Road.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
No, like, I'm lit at Rainbow Road.
We have an easier Rainbow Road on there.
Bro, like, I know all the curves on Rainbow Road.
This is a new edition.
I know all the curves on the new edition.
Rainbow Haven't Road. Even looked at it yet? Just already know.
I already know.
Because it tells you on the map right before you get there.
I already instantly know.
Oh, already instantly?
I know all Rainbow Roads.
Every Rainbow Road that has existed?
Yep.
Nice. Even the 2018 Rainbow Road?
Already know it.
It came out yet.
I have eyes everywhere.
Okay. So, you own Nintendo?
No.
But you have eyes in Nintendo?
I own Sony.
Oh. Yeah. What are you doing with a Smallville podcast, then?
I try a lot of new things.
I would rather be in a mansion.
We are in a mansion, obviously, because the viewers...
This is our studio, bro.
Because the viewers instantly have to believe what we say. Oh my gosh, Tom Welling, when did you come into the room?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys?
Tom Welling here.
Gotta go by.
Oh, man, Tom Welling just left. That's so sad. Whoa, Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, what's up, guys?
Superman's origin to me.
So, hey, guys, like, you can join my podcast wherever you want. Oh, thanks, man. Okay, bye.
Whatever, join our kid's podcast.
He doesn't like other people joining his podcast.
Oh, really?
No, he doesn't. No, I don't know.
We'll get there.
Dude, I barely listen to... Well, okay, no offense, Michael Rosenbaum, if you're listening. I barely listen to his podcast. I only listen to it... I only found out about it when I heard about the Tom Welling thing.
Mm-hmm. With The Flash?
No. No, I mean the Tom Welling thing when he did the friggin' Tom Welling... When he did an episode of the podcast with Tom Welling.
Oh.
Yeah.
So whose podcast was it?
His.
It was Michael Rosenbaum's
podcast? Yeah.
Is he still alive? Yeah. He's old. He's gotta be old, though.
Not too old. But Michael Rosenbaum still has the podcast.
Does he still do it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, really?
He hasn't had the podcast that long.
Oh, really?
This year he started it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not that many episodes, is there?
There are. It's called Inside of Michael Rosenbaum.
Inside of Michael Rosenbaum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know this episode. This is the episode I call Clark Kent.
Oh, you should watch, you should listen to, you know who Kevin Smith is?
The director?
Yeah. You should listen to his podcast, or one of his podcasts. It's called Fat Man on Batman.
Fat Man on Batman? What's that mean?
Oh, it's just the name of it. It has nothing. I mean,
he's gonna get copyrighted.
He always talks about, like, comic book stuff and, like, so, like, the stuff that's in media and stuff like that. Like, oh, we just watched the new Thor trailer and stuff like that.
Mm.
It's really good.
Bro.
I watch it instead of listening to it.
I can't wait for Thor, bro. 2 days.
Oh, 2 days. Two days.
That'll be what? Friday?
Wait, 2 days?
Thursday.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah, Thursday. All new movies come out on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Christmas is on Thursday. That's when Star Wars comes out.
It said Christmas, but it meant December.
Oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out in December.
Yes, the new Star Wars comes out.
What about Ragnarok? You said everything comes out on Thursday.
Everything comes out on a Thursday. Every new movie comes out on a Thursday.
So Christmas is gonna be a Thursday.
I don't know. I just know every new movie comes out on Thursday because I remember when I saw Deadpool and it was on it was February
on Thursday
23rd.
Thursday.
It was on Thursday. It was amazing. But since it was February, it was around Valentine's Day, so mostly couples were in there.
Who was a couple watching Deadpool?
Actually, you remember that one scene where it's like, my boyfriend told me this was a superhero movie, that other guy just put a guy into an effing kebab.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. This isn't that kind of superhero movie. I love that. And then when, like, I was, like, up top, because we were, like, the first ones there.
Yeah.
And then I see this family this one older woman, and this one older man, and then two little kids, like little kids.
Watching Deadpool?
Yep. Watching Deadpool.
Well, I mean, as long as your parents are there, then.
Yeah, but, I mean, why would you let your kid watch Deadpool?
Oh, that's not, I'm not about to do that, bro. I kill somebody.
Like, that doesn't sound exactly right.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to let them become Deadpool, then.
Dude, I remember watching this, like, I remember watching Smallville ever, like, I've always watched Smallville forever, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, since I've been alive, I've been watching Smallville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, dude, Smallville's been my whole life. My mom, her best friend, one of her best friends,
mm-hmm.
used to watch Smallville with me, and I used to play Smallville. She was Chloe, I was Clark.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pretty cool. Alright, into the episode.
Into the episode. Villain of the week.
Richard Stairs, how about
that? Huh?
Mike. Is his name Mike? Something Richard.
No, you're thinking of Rickman. Oh, Rickman, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking about the good guy. Rickman Industries. Al Rickman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, the first scene of the whole episode where he convinces, like, the guy to kill himself.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. What do you think about his powers? Him able to persuade anyone to do anything by touching them?
Persuade Scarlett Johansson to become my wife.
Besides Scarlett Johansson kind of stuff, because you're obsessed with her?
I would, like, own everything.
You just persuade someone to, like, buy it for you?
I need you to get me the phone number of Grant Gustin. Okay.
Just imagine. Grant
Gustin, I need you to kill yourself and be the next Flash.
Whoa, he doesn't get to choose who the next Flash is.
I need you to put in your will a good heads up for me. The next Flash.
You know what?
My name is Barry Allen.
I would. Let's see. If I had this power, I would persuade a lot of girls.
To do what?
You can guess what happens next.
To give you a foot massage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Skill.
Nah, more like a neck massage, dude. I'm like.
Don't about that back life.
No. Pretty much neck massage, but then like, pretty much my back and definitely my shoulders. Dude, my shoulders. One time, one of my friends, because he's like weird,
mm-hmm.
randomly like started massaging my shoulders. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Oh my gosh, you have so much stress." I was like, "Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Just keep doing it." And it was a guy too, but like I was like, I don't even care, man. Like, this just feels so good.
Don't even care, dude.
Dude, I really need to go to like a spa.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool,
dude. Spas are actually nice. Like, people are like, "Oh, that's gross. That's totally gay or something like that. Something really stupid."
No, it's not.
And it's like, dude, spas are so amazing. It makes you feel like you came out of. Your, like, skin,
mm-hmm.
like, when people shed, it makes you feel like, you know when you have a really bad sunburn, and then you put, like, a lotion on it,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, you start to shed? It mm-hmm. makes you feel like, your whole body is shedding, except it doesn't hurt.
Really?
Yeah. Spots are so, dude. Hmm. Good, dude. Like, I never had a, what's it called? A freaking mud bath.
I don't know if I would want a mud bath.
I heard those were good, dude. I heard those were really relaxing.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I really want, though?
What's up?
Well, besides a massage,
mm-hmm.
what's that thing they put, like, that green stuff on your face?
Manicure?
No. Manicure is, like, with your nails, right?
I think so. I don't know.
The thing where they put green stuff on your face, and it, like, cleans your spores. I need that. For a growing teen, I need that.
That's so true.
But anyway, back to the episode. So yeah, I would persuade a lot of girls to give me massages, and also one of them to go out with me, because I don't date a bunch of girls at once. I'm not about that life.
Neither am I.
Like, that's messed up, if you're doing that. If you're like, okay, I'm gonna ask out this girl, and then I'm gonna ask out this girl. Like, I'm not about that life. I'm all respectful. Yeah.
You're about that respectful life?
Yeah. Let's think about someone that Jesse surprisingly hates in this episode.
I don't hate her. She's just not my favorite.
That wasn't his favorite this episode. Jesse, do the honors. Oh, wait. Drum roll.
Chloe. Man, Chloe. I'm playing Lana.
Lana. Lana was such a crybaby. Such a crybaby in this episode. Like, my gosh. Like, oh my gosh. She was... Okay. So, it opens... After the whole suicide thing that we talked about just a minute ago, it opens with Chloe, Lana, and Clark riding horses down a road in the middle of the woods. Because Chloe wanted to get pictures because it's like the Bermuda Triangle of Smallville. And then like, Chloe's camera fell down a long time ago.
Yeah.
So Lana says she's going to go get it. And then her horse gets spooked, and this, like, weird guy, Kyle...
Crazy Kyle,
like, is shaking her to wake her up.
Do a nice thing.
And some people think that he, spooked the whole horse.
Which was not true at all.
And then Whitney hears about the whole thing, and I don't know what's wrong with Whitney this episode, but he just wanted to loosen up or something. Like, I guess it's because his dad was still in the hospital and stuff like that.
Bro, I don't know what his problem was, bro, but like...
Yeah, like, he's usually not this douchey. Like, he's usually not this bad in the regular episodes, but he was like... freaking Clark's like, I just talked to him, and then just Whitney walks in. If I was there, I would have done something.
Yeah, I was like, dude, shut up.
Jeez, man. Like, don't have to go crazy about it. He's just Clark, like, jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, honestly.
Man. And then, like, the villain of the week, Dan Rickman.
Oh, I love him so much.
Chris
Kyle. No, villain, Dan.
Dan Rickman.
Sorry, but I can't follow.
He got the hand of Whitney, and then, he makes Whitney... go over to Crazy Kyle's house and try to hurt him. And Crazy Kyle, like, knocks him back into sense.
It was a baseball bat almost.
And then Whitney...
And then Clark...
Whitney thinks that Crazy Kyle came at him all his own. And then Clark doesn't agree with him. And then Lana's like, you don't agree with my boyfriend? I don't... if you can't agree with me, I don't even know why we're keeping this friendship. Like, my... Gosh, Lana, how many arguments have you had with your boyfriend? Like, 5? And you still go out with him. You still go out with him. Like, seriously. Really, Lana?
Pretty bad. Like, he's such a douchebag, Whitney.
Yeah. Like, he has some softer moments, though. Like, I mean, this episode, he was a real mean person.
Yeah, actually.
But, I mean, he has a good reason, though. Like,
not really.
His dad's been in the hospital for so long. Yeah, he doesn't know how to explain his feelings. He's a jock, not Clark. But, I would have to say someone does lay it down on this episode.
Who? Oh. Chloe and Clark?
Chloe thinks that Crazy Kyle, doesn't have the power to persuade. And then Chloe wants, and Clark's there too, wants proof from Crazy Kyle. And then Crazy Kyle makes Chloe kiss Clark. And
I didn't like it.
My, it was...
It was not even good.
It was some kiss.
No, it was not.
It was some kiss.
I hated that.
Oh, it was
Clark don't even like her.
It was a good kiss. You don't even know.
I do know. He said he likes Lana.
So, Clark can like another girl.
He hasn't expressed it at all.
Maybe he hasn't thought about it yet. But, my. Clark really knew what... Clark was like all dazed after. He was like, whoa, what's happening right here? Oh, I'm gonna let this happen.
He didn't like it, though. Like,
he was letting it happen. No, it wasn't a disgust look. It was just surprised.
Yeah, I mean...
Sometimes being surprised isn't the worst thing.
Well, he didn't say that he liked her or anything.
Oh, it was fully... There was such connection.
Dude, that's so gross.
No, I'm kidding. It was pretty weird.
Him and Lana.
It was pretty weird. Yeah. I guess him and Lana. Meh.
No.
Well, I mean, Lana was too much of an idiot in this episode that I couldn't even stand her.
Well, she did fall off a horse and...
And?
She didn't like him, and Clark was all buddy-buddy with him, so you can't really blame her. I mean, I didn't like
Clark wasn't buddy-buddy. She didn't even see him and Clark going buddy-buddy. All she heard from Whitney that he doesn't agree with Whitney.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, like... She's still
being... Well, you're so upset at Kyle, though, for what could have may not happened when she followed the horse. So you
can't I'm blaming her so much because she doesn't even believe Clark at all.
Dude, I mean, like, the same guy who just pushed you off a horse, attacked your boyfriend, don't you think you'd be a little upset when someone doesn't agree with you about it?
I think she would remember if Kyle pushed her off.
Oh, it spooked her horse. Remember something that spooked her horse?
Dude, she still doesn't go at it the right way. Yeah, and she does that stupid argument. I don't know why we're conserving this friendship.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You know, I was kissing that one night in the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Wasn't even kissing?
I said almost kissed him that one night.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. Never happened. My main man, Clark, couldn't pull.
He couldn't. He almost had it.
Not about that pool game.
Poor guy. Clark just can't get pool, bro. This is the segment of all segments that I would like to call Jesse. You thought... Mm-hmm. So... Okay, I'm just going to name the people. I'm not going to explain it yet. Mm-hmm. So there's Crazy Kyle because of Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is Crazy Kyle again.
Yeah.
Because of Lex.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Crazy Kyle again because of the gunshot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Poor Crazy Kyle. Just getting everything's just happened to him at once. Then there's Clark because Lex.
Lex really got me this episode.
I'm about to explain that too. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyone else?
Lex.
Lex. Yeah. So that's it. That has been Jesse. You thought. Now, for all the people that are like, what, Lex, what, I'm confused that, I mean, for some reason, that didn't watch the episode, which is kind of weird. This is a memorable moment of how Lex could be a villain.
Yeah, it is. Every true actually is, bro.
Dan Rickman touches Lex's hand, shakes his hand, and makes him fight, believe that Clark is...
That Jesus is real.
What?
Yep. You heard me, at least. Man, Jesus is real. We're a Christian channel now.
we're a Christian channel. Like, we gotta enforce Jesus on everyone. Our God is an awesome God, from heaven above. With wisdom and power, our God is an awesome God.
The Big Bang Theory is fake.
Yeah. And they're forced upon... burn all books that question life itself.
Yep, because it's God.
God gave me this all books that question life, except if they're about God, because,
God wants me to be a drug dealer, I'll be a drug dealer.
But anyway.
God has a plan.
But Lex is under the influence that he needs to kill Clark. And Lex finds out Clark's secret, but he's under the influence, so he won't remember. That's kind of a cop-out, but I'll take it. I'll take a few minutes of Lex being evil. My gosh, Michael Rosenbaum can be evil. My gosh. So intimidating.
It wasn't really his fault, though.
Yeah, but, like, he can be such a good villain. But he was like, Clark, you have some explaining to do. And
They keep the old memories, but they don't remember after that, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. But, like, I thought it was weird how he had, like, that. Well, which gun did he have?
The Uzi.
Yeah, the Uzi. He was like, he was just like shooting up Clark.
Yeah.
Clark was like, boo, 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 boo. Like, you could hear the popping sound.
That was funny.
That was weird.
That was cool.
So it was kind of like that. And the gun, the bullet effects were really cool, too.
They did a good job.
They're really good. But, like, it's kind of like that scene from, I can't tell if it was Law and Order or anything, but you know that one scene when Justin Bieber gets killed?
Nope.
You never seen that that whole thing? Justin Bieber is like a guest. He's like a guest star on one of the like Law and Order episodes,
uh-huh.
And then like
actually, is he
there's correct? There's like a showdown. It was when he was like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a standoff, like a Mexican
standoff,
and he tried to reach for his gun, or he tried to shoot someone, and then everyone shot him.
Nuh-uh.
And it was like, blah, 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 blah.
Kind of like how Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, except like, this one was way more satisfying for a lot of non-believers.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Are you actually?
And there goes our views.
You're not a believer, are you?
No. Oh God! No!
I'm a great singer, dude.
That's so funny, though. You're like I'm a believer, and I'm like I'm a believer, and there goes our views.
There you go.
But Lex, of course, gets knocked out.
He does get knocked out. Clark with this game.
Clark is like he's a teenager, so the bullets only like bruise him. Yeah, of course he couldn't be 14, of course not.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah,
I knew you were going to say that. Jesse, I knew you were going to say that. Mm. For, like, friggin', like, he was 23. He was friggin' 23. Not 14,
I'm like 22. It don't matter, same thing.
Now, this is our favorite thing right here. I was clapping my hands, if anyone knew. The fashion report. Yeah. We nailed it. We nailed it.
I'll go first. I'll go first.
I will go first then. My gosh. They're everywhere.
It was a cringe.
They're everywhere in this episode.
Yeah. Well, it is winter.
It's not winter. It's just cold. Little bit cold. Okay. I'll start with Lana. Oh, wait, no. You go with Lana. I'll start with Chloe. My gosh. She had the biggest turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so bad. It looked like a Christmas sweater without all the decorations on it. And it just looked like a bad knitted sweater. Like, it was knitted. The homemade knitted, like, Grandma, you made this for me? Oh, wow, it's so itchy, but I'll still wear it. That kind of knitted right there.
I told my grandma she better go get it.
Oh, God, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like, and then Clark comes in with the same gigantic, not the same, like, color, but it was still a gigantic turtleneck. It was terrible. Like, apparently,
I wonder if Michael Rosenbaum mentions the turtlenecks.
I wonder if he does. Huh. Probably not.
Maybe.
I
wouldn't doubt it.
We have to listen to the commentary.
For us?
No, we have to listen to the commentary on the episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but, like, that's only on like, a few certain...
episodes?
Like, special features
yeah.
discs. But... my God, the turtlenecks. You go now?
Alright, definitely Lana's turtleneck.
Lana's turtleneck.
She had the biggest one.
Oh, she had the biggest one. It could fit all around her head. And
same concept as the Chloe's turtleneck, but her beanie was like grandma-made beanie. It was a blue, light blue grandma-made beanie.
You know
what
I think of it? Now that I think about it, Lana's freaking turtleneck was like folded.
That's nice.
So like
it was even bigger than
it. It could even be bigger. It would literally be like a ninja mask over only it was covering her nose. Like it could literally be a ninja mask.
She could be the next assassin.
She could be the next American Ninja Warrior.
That's
true. Do you watch that show?
Do some of it actually.
Stephen Amell was on it.
Yeah, you told me about that.
You didn't watch it yet, right? Good, because I want to. We might watch it after this.
Are you the podcast?
Yeah.
American Ninja Warrior as a podcast?
No, I meant, like, the episode.
Oh.
Yeah. I would never do a live action. I'd never do, a live show as a podcast, just because it feels like you're reacting. It would feel like you're reacting to another person reacting to something.
Yeah.
Like, when you react to other people reacting to videos.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't make a video about that.
Double reaction.
Reacception.
But are you reacting to the reacting? To them reacting?
No, I'm reacting to them reacting, to me reacting, to them reacting, to me.
Okay, good.
So, that ends the fashion report.
No, sorry.
We still killed it.
That was killing it.
But, I mean... This episode is to be very frank, faint. No, it has an
frank.
R in it.
Frank.
Faint.
That's frank.
No, it's faint.
Is it frank? We're very frank with you.
to be subtle with you, I would have to say that this is a good episode.
Sorry,
I like this episode. Mostly because I really like this episode now, just because it shows you how stupid Lana can be.
It was the first time.
Definitely not the last time.
Chloe's definitely, it was way worse.
No.
Dude, she probably have a paper that she was still working on.
Dude. She's been wanting to be a reporter ever since she was, like, in the first grade.
Okay, and she was still a reporter, she just wasn't the head reporter.
Dude, like, it hit her where it hurts. Imagine...
Watch your bed.
Imagine you got, like, the manager and, like, the best job you could get. And then someone's like, sorry, I got your job now. But you can still be another employee.
Well, I mean, that's just because they deserve more than me.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't say
that. I wouldn't be happy, but I'd be upset. But not what she did. She stormed out.
Yeah, but, like... That episode already happened. We're going over this episode.
I'm just saying. She's trash on that episode.
Bro, like, Chloe definitely doesn't have any... I mean, okay, maybe first season? No. Maybe first and a little bit of the second season, she has, like, bad moments. But Lana has way more bad moments.
We'll see.
You'll see, buddy. You'll see.
I'll point out every little thing Chloe has that's bad about her. It's be like, hey, she's trash.
Dude, I'm not going to agree with you in anything that you say that's bad about Chloe. Unless it actually is bad, then I'll be like, you know what, you're right.
you're right.
But you have to admit when something's bad about
Chloe. Like I did this episode, she was pretty bad.
Yeah, she was trash.
She was trash.
Like, jeez.
She did good acting on being trash, though.
No, I mean, I don't have anything wrong with her acting. Yeah. Like, freaking Christian Kirk? Kirk? Kirk. Christian Kirk. That's it.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is.
Ooh.
Christian Kirk.
That's pretty cool.
Christian's a pretty good name. We're not playing Smash Pass on the podcast. We could get stereotyped on this.
It's okay.
We could be stereotyped as, like, the sexist podcast, and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. We could do
that after the podcast.
After the podcast. We could be guys after the podcast, but right now we have to be civilized men.
Oh, assassin.
You're not civilized at all.
You're just scared.
All you do. He's just wearing his hoodie like sideways. You look like E.T.
What's that? E.T. go home.
Instantly takes off his hood when I say he looks like E.T.
Yeah, how about now?
Okay, you're just pointing your hood now.
That's what he does. This doesn't. It stays.
Well, you're pointing your hood like forward, not like KKK, but like forward. So now you look like you know Beetlejuice.
No.
You know when you've seen Beetlejuice. Yeah, you know when she does this.
Yeah.
That's what you look like now. Now you look like some kind of weird scary movie.
No, it's called a rapist. No.
Wow. Okay. I wish I could edit that out.
You
can. No, I can't.
What time is it? 3:40? Like,
dude. It's 9:20 where we are right now.
Oh, that's all I was asking. Can you see? No, you can't because I'm assassin.
Stop putting on your hood sideways.
That's how assassins do it.
So, we segment. Okay. I'm gonna go first, but this is our favorite scenes.
Oh yeah, favorite scenes.
Or lines. We don't do lines that much.
Not really, sometimes.
Stop putting it on your hood. Get that off.
I'm the next, because I'm holes in it, I'll be Iron Fist. What are you doing?
Is that your art? Eye?
Yes.
Bah! Actually, that's how Daredevil looks on the show at first. You look so stupid.
Chinese.
You look stoned. Okay. Favorite scenes. Me first. Definitely when Lex goes bad.
Wait, well, yeah. That was good. Was that it?
When Lex goes bad, just because Michael Rosenbaum is such a good villain.
Lex in general can just play good, except the new one. That's not Alex.
Don't even mention Michael Cera in
front
of me.
That's not even a Lex.
Oh, wait, no, that's not Michael Cera. That's,
Trash?
Jesse Eisenberg. Don't even mention Jesse Eisenberg.
No, he's a good actor, just not a Lex Luthor.
Name one good movie that Jesse Eisenberg is in.
I can't name off the top of my head, but I know I've seen him in a few movies, though. He doesn't look bad in them.
He doesn't. I've seen him in a few good movies. He was in the Facebook movie.
The Facebook movie?
You know, the one about the guys making Facebook?
I've never seen that.
You never seen that? Mm-mm. It has, like, Justin Timberlake in it and Andrew Garfield.
You mean Trash?
Andrew Garfield in
it. No, it's not about Justin Timberlake.
Never say that in front of my face again.
I know you love him. When you were singing the song the other day?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I know. It was amazing.
I know.
I'm a great singer.
Now I was talking about how I said, like, who sings the song? And I already knew who sung it, and then you were like, bro, do you not know?
I was like, get out of this car right now.
And then, like, all I was trying to say was, just let him sing it.
Yeah. Get out of this room right now.
My favorite episode, definitely the bullets hitting Clark.
Whatever.
What you mean?
It's basically my scene, but
okay. No, it's not yours. Was Lex being bad, like...
He was shooting
Lex's
Clark.
Lex's role being bad, minus Clark Kent. Blocking bullets like a boss.
Okay, I'll take that.
Alright, so what do you rate this episode, though? Will you ever have a 10 out of 10 episode?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I will, I promise you, I will.
How many? Do you know, like, estimate?
Probably one whole season will be 10 out of 10.
One whole season? Really?
I won't tell you which season, though.
Three.
Hell no.
Two?
Oh, wait. That's in the Bible, so I can say that.
Okay.
I'm sorry for any viewers that I accidentally said that. I'm really sorry.
But easily not.
That really accidentally came out. Like,
it's okay.
Just because, I mean, I love the third season, but definitely not the third season.
We're a football podcast now. We're going to up the TV rating.
Yeah, I'm so sorry if anyone was... Oh my gosh, I didn't want to cuss like that.
It wasn't even really a cuss word.
I mean, I blatantly said it, but like, If anyone said heard that,
oh, it's not about anything because we're you're like more people notice it now. And you're like, I'm so sorry. People will probably just listen to it and be like, kept going through the podcast. Now they're like, well, the honest kid just said.
Well, I feel like I should apologize for that kind of stuff. It's not exactly civilized. But anyway,
back to the podcast.
Back to the podcast. I'll rate this episode 7.5 buttons out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. 7.5 big red buttons out of 10.
Alright, I rate this 7. I had it already in my head. 7 out of 10 bruises Clark Kent had on his
butt. I'm surprised you didn't say turtlenecks.
Fuck the turtlenecks.
Next time. But, I feel like that, yeah, that's a good 7.5. Did I say 7.5?
You said 7.5, yeah.
Yeah, good.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna drop a beat.
Oh, Order 66, gonna make the Knicks. Oh, gonna drop the city, gonna make a midi. Oh, Smallville. Oh, Whitney doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, what are you doing?
You,
like, what are you doing?
It. You killed it when you said Whitney don't know what he's doing. I was like, no, you're like Route 66, and I was like, okay, all right, I see. All right, so here we go.
Smallville. Oh, Whitney doesn't know he's just out of the flow. Oh. Playing football, doesn't even know to try. Doesn't even know that he's about to go and die.
Oh, it's not, really?
No. Imagine I just spoiled it just to rhyme.
Does he ever die, though, for real? Can you spoil it?
I can't spoil
it. After the podcast is over, spoil it.
I will spoil it when the podcast is over.
Good. You're going to say no, but I know you will.
I'm not going to tell you.
There you go.
What would I tell you?
Google.
I will never tell you anything like that.
Your mom already ruined the Green Arrow for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom ruined that for you. But, like, you don't even know what he looks like, though.
No, I don't. Can I see the actor?
I can't show you.
Oh, cool.
You ever watch This Is Us?
No.
He's on that.
Okay. So look up This Is Us?
No.
I just want to see the actor.
I don't want you to see him. I don't want to see him yet. Because I wanted to be surprised when he comes in. My name is Oliver Queen. And I've been alone on an island.
Like, no lie, he actually comes in?
Yes.
That'd be cool. Because I didn't know your mom was just kidding with me to get you angry or something like that.
Yeah, she totally was, yeah.
But your mom's going to be on the podcast whenever he comes in, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is. Sad. Sad. So. Yeah. where was the? Did you lose the friggin' outro music?
Nope, it's right there.
Are you sure?
Nope.
It says Smallville ending credits DVD. We don't have a DVD.
Oh, I'll just come up with it.
Bum, ba-na-na, ba-na-na. Smallville MFs, edited by Noah. Oh, co-starred by Noah and Jesse. Oh, co-starred. Why'd I say co-star? I meant star.
Any kind of late things are recognized.
Oh, wait, it's right here.
Okay.